BBC News with Marion Marshall. Syrian government forces and their allies have continued to drive rebel fighters out of more districts in eastern Aleppo, prompting thousands more civilians to flee from the fighting. The Russian Defense Ministry says the Syrian government has retaken 12 neighborhoods, amounting to 40% of territory controlled by rebels before the weekend. Reports in the U.S. media say the man who attacked people at Ohio State University was a 20-year-old Somali student. 8 people were injured in the assault, which began when a car was driven into a crowd of pedestrians at Ohio State University. The driver then got out and began attacking passers-by with a butcher's knife. He was shot dead by police. The university said the scene is now secure and a campus lockdown has been lifted. Thousands of Cubans have been paying their respects to the former revolutionary leader Fidel Castro on the first day of public mourning. People formed long queues, many carrying flowers, portraits and Cuban flags, as they waited to process past a memorial at Revolution Square in the capital. The White House has said there's no evidence of massive fraud during the US presidential election. Donald Trump, who won the presidency but not the popular vote, said on Sunday that millions of people had cast votes illegally, without offering any evidence for his claim. The Chinese government says its two-child birth control policy has not led to as many births as are required to replenish the country's shrinking workforce. China's government is under pressure to find new ways to support the country's rapidly aging population. At least 10 people have been killed and dozens wounded in fighting between Somali nomads and the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. The clashes erupted after Islamists in the coastal town of Haradere ordered locals to pay taxes. The nomads, who've lost much of their livestock in the current drought, refused and attacked the militants. BBC News.